Hello? Hello? Hello?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring, and I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Rita Ella Thorpe, and we're going to be talking to her about a product she's used for many, many years. It's a product we had recommended to us by Dr. Garth Nicholson, who'd done extensive work at clinical studies. Apparently, he'd actually worked with Dr. Ella Thorpe on this product. It's called Propax with NT factor, nutritional factor, and it is a form of lipid therapy because, of course, the lipids make up our cell membranes. But I will let Dr. Ella Thorpe tell you about that. Dr. Ella Thorpe, thank you so very much for being with us this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith, appreciative to be here and talk about things like this with you.
Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? You've been practicing medicine for how long, and how long have you been using this product?
Well, I guess I've been practicing medicine a little over 30 years. I'm 57 now, and started in my early 20s, so that's a little over 30. And I've been using the NT factor lipid replacement therapy or cell membrane repair therapy for about 12, maybe 13 years in a product called Propax. And I can only say I have never abandoned it to anything else, even though I have been in food research. I'm published in many areas in food research, but Propax with cell membrane repair brings something to nutritional health that vitamins alone can't do, and that is repair the cell membrane. So that's why I've stuck with it all these years. It has just been a remarkable product in being one of my pillars to help patients restore their health and energy.
Now, of course, my understanding is that the Propax has all sorts of vitamins and minerals and the other things like that, but certainly lots of products have that. The unique thing about the Propax is that with the NT factor is that it has a lipid repair. That's sort of fatty, and the cell membranes, and specifically the membranes of the mitochondria, are made up of lipids. And if they're damaged, why, of course, your mitochondria, like the little batteries in the cells, and you knock out the batteries, why, the car doesn't start very well and the cell doesn't function very well. But you go ahead and describe that, because that's your field more than mine. Go ahead.
Well, you did an excellent job in explaining that, Dr. Monteith. Indeed, when I talk to my patients, I'm a general practitioner, so I see patients from young children to the elderly, from the cancer patient to the athlete. So I see everything, and I have all my life. In that venue, I have various ways of looking at aging or illness or loss of the vitality of life. And I've come to see in science and in just experience, because I'm aging too, that we lose our energy because something breaks down, and that thing that is called breaking down is the cell membrane. You've seen how people shrink with aging. They lose their height. Well, obviously, cells are breaking down, and you're losing your actual physical height. You've seen how the soft, supple skin of your youth and face and cheeks become sallow and wrinkled. That's because skin cells are breaking down. So there's more to restoring health and restoring energy than just giving an antioxidant or a valuable mineral or a amino acid for that matter. You have to put those wonderful nutrients God gave us in the fruit and the vegetables. And
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Yes, hello?
Go right ahead.
Well, you have to take those wonderful God-given fruits and vegetable phytonutrients.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The general health. Well, as she points out, you can have all the vitamins and minerals and CoQ10 and antioxidants you want, but if the membranes, if the lipid membranes of the cells and the intracellular structures like the Golgi apparatus and mitochondria, and a lot of these things that don't mean much to the people in the audience, but having gone to medical school and learning about the cell structure, their real functions, and if the mitochondria, which is the little batteries in the cells, aren't working, why, of course, people will develop chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, and so many of these chronic diseases and immunodeficiency diseases where their immune system just doesn't work. Well, suddenly I'd never heard much about these things until I got talking to Dr. Nicholson. And as you know, we have him on the program not infrequently. Garth Nicholson, certainly one of the outstanding scientists in the country. And he became quite intrigued with how do you treat the people with these chronic diseases. And so we had actually worked with Dr. Ellithorpe on some clinical studies to see how well people really felt, and if this product, this Propax with NT factor, really lipid replacement therapy, and it was vitamins and minerals, but it was really the lipids that made this different than others, how they did it, how did the patients do when you carried out this clinical study with Dr. Nicholson?
Well, they improved in their overall well-being and energy, and we measure these things through legitimate instruments that try to take a difficult concept like fatigue and quantify it. The instrument we used was a Piper fatigue scale. It's a series of analytical questions that look at your mood, your emotional energy, your attitude toward doing things, your behavior. And when you're fatigued, you don't have a good attitude, your mood is down, your behavior is more and more sedentary. And so with this instrument, we would study our patients and look at them in usually 1, 2, or 3 month chunks of time, giving them the NT factor in a product called Propact, which does have the trace minerals, antioxidants, and B vitamins and such. And what we found over and over again, not in one study, but several studies, that in fact they consistently had a upsurge in their energy, whether this was a patient group of chronic fatigue or fibromyalgic patients, whether it was a group of patients of just the elderly, whether it was a group of more broad-spectrum patients from 30 on to age, you know, 70, I think, was the highest in one of my groups. They all consistently reported increased mood, better moods, more behavior consistent with more activity, more energy, emotional improvement, just general overall well-being. Now, in many of these studies, I went on and looked at parameters that look at cell damage, like sedimentation rates go up when you're sick or a cell is injured. HSCRP, highly sensitive C-reactive protein, these numbers go up in the serum when you're not well. They're inflammatory markers showing damage is occurring to the cell. And I find these consistently being reduced. We even have done studies looking at ATP production with rhodamine uptake.
Well, now, could you explain what ATP production is? Remember, now, you're talking to a lay audience, and that's adenosine triphosphate, but what is ATP, and why is that important?
ATP stands for adenosine triphosphate, and that is the end product of the respiratory chain or the energy-producing chain in the battery of the cell. These little mitochondria that are in every single cell of your body, they produce this molecule called ATP, adenosine triphosphate, and the transaction goes from adenosine diphosphate or 2-phosphate molecules to adenosine triphosphate, 3-phosphorylation processes take place. And when that third process, ATP, is made, there's a phosphorescence that we can measure in science through using rhodamine uptake. It's an item that we put into the cell, and when that last phosphate is put on the molecule, it releases this phosphorescence. And we can actually visually see it in healthy cells. And when we looked at the adults who had been on this NT factor cell membrane replacement with the multivitamin mineral, we actually saw a significant increase in the phosphorylation of these patients compared to the control group. And we actually showed studies where young people, 29, 30-year-old age men, have a certain rate of energy production or phosphorylation. And we can compare that with the improvement seen in the older population, and they were able, in fact, to achieve the energy production of a 29, 30-year-old young man. Now, that excites me, you know, to think I can actually give something that would actually produce enough energy molecules in an older person that is equivalent to what a 29, 30-year-old young man can do.
I should point out that Dr. Ellithorpe doesn't have any financial interest in the product, and Dr. Nicholson didn't either. They were just interested in what could you do to help these millions of people out there that have these chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Lyme-type diseases, certainly Lyme, if it's only a Borrelia, something you could treat it with antibiotics, but it's much more than that. And most people with Lyme disease have multiple infections simply because their immune system isn't working well, and the same is true with a lot of the people with autoimmune diseases. And so, basically, I got intrigued when Dr. Nicholson had talked about the product on a number of occasions, and basically then the people from the manufacturer, the ProPax, came to me and asked if we would certainly help them to advertise this. So I said, certainly, you know, as long as it's something that I think is legitimate. And after talking to Dr. Nicholson and Dr. Ellithorpe, and looking into the background of this, why I figured this is something that we should bring to our audience. So, Dr. Ellithorpe, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get the product or how they can get to the website and learn more about it?
Yes. The company that produces this is Nutraceutical Therapeutics Incorporated. Their phone number is 1-800-982-9158. That's 1-800-982-9158. And their website is just the name I used, propax.com, www.propax.com. Once again, www.propax.com.
And if you're out there and you'd like more information, you go to our website, radioliberty.com, scroll down to the front page, and we've actually posted a banner there that'll take it to their website, because they are helping Radio Liberty for a month or two as we interview Dr. Ellithorpe and others about the product and certainly introduce it to members of our audience who have never heard of it. And certainly there's so much to be said for vitamins and minerals, which really are not routinely prescribed by many physicians. But here's something that even the doctors in alternative medicine, who certainly are dealing with these chronic problems, are not well aware of, and that is the importance of the lipid replacement therapy. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Dr. Ellithorpe, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Dr. Ellithorpe has been practicing. And are you in Tuscan? What's the city you're in?
I'm in Tustin, near Newport Beach in Southern California. Tustin is T-U-S-T-I-N, Tustin, California.
All right, fine. So she's just in general practice. I shouldn't say just in general practice. General practice is really the backbone of medicine, but here's where the majority of things should be cared for. You don't want to go to an expensive specialist, you know. After all, you know, when you go to a surgeon, it's like when you go to a carpenter. Everything looks like a nail, and surgeons love to do surgery.
Yeah.
I loved to do surgery when I was a surgeon. Had to fight the desire to do it all the time. It's but certainly the most important thing is your general health, and your good general health. Many times you're not going to get these bizarre types of illnesses which plague millions of Americans today. What if you have a question for Dr. Ellithorpe? Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You've been using this for what? You said 11 or 12 years now?
Yeah, at least a dozen years, if not 13 years.
You're firmly convinced that it really does help?
I'm beyond firmly convinced. I take it myself. I have all my family on it, and I've had them on it for years. And then I've been involved in research and scientific publications several times with this product. And consistently, all the research convinces me that it does repair the cell membrane to my patient outcome. And my patients continue to stay on it. And even if they stop it for a while, they can sense the difference within about a month or two, and they go right back on it.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question. We'll get to Janet calling in from Watsonville in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty. Hi, Janet. How are you doing? Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Oh, yes, I have a question. Does this product help with low adrenal and low blood?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Response. And this is why so many of the children have autoimmune diseases. They have certainly asthma, they have allergies, and they know what they're doing to our children. This is why 1 in 64 boys is autistic, 103 children has autism, why we see so much juvenile diabetes. You don't see this in the Amish and the Mennonite children who don't take this. But Cindy was asking, I think, whether this product would help your child. Now, what specific help do you need with your child, Cindy?
I'm really trying with diet, but it's extremely hard as a parent to find products that are literally without gluten in them.
All right, let's see. Does this product have any gluten in it that would influence this one way or the other, Rita?
No. In fact, there's a new product out that has the lipid replacement material in a liquid form. And I think that would be an excellent start point for the child, because cell membrane function needs to be restored in the gastrointestinal system. And as we were telling the previous caller, the gastrointestinal system is the first to start getting the lipid replacement repair along the lining of the gut. And as long as you honor and avoid those found food allergies, gluten, wheat, dairy, that you had listed, it's written, God wrote in the DNA of our health the repair mechanisms for the body. So it's going to know how to start repairing itself if we can give it the material to repair the injured membranes, and it'll start with guts. So I would definitely say you could use that liquid as a good choice, and know there's no wheat in it, no gluten in that, and they'd be happy to send that to you. It's called, I forget the name of it, it just came out, and I just got published on that, by the way. We got published in the Journal of Functional Foods and Disease, where we gave people this liquid lipid replacement for the cell membrane, and we wanted to see how quickly this would improve. So we did this energy study over a three-hour period of time from their first drink of this liquid, and we had statistical improvements across the board. I think the quickest response we saw was even in 15 minutes, people noticing a sense of well-being and energy. But, yeah, it's provable over and over again, and, yes, that would be an excellent way to start with your child. And I'm very proud of you for looking for new ways to get help for your child, and that you became informed about the dangers of vaccines and the misunderstandings about their use.
Well, first of all, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Ella Thorpe, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, here on the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And Dr. Ella Thorpe, would you put out the telephone number again and the website where people can find out more about ProPax and with a nutritional factor?
Yes, it's 1-800-982-9158. That's 1-800-982-9158. And the website is www.propax.com. Propax.com.
Okay, Cindy, did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
Yes, Dr. Stan, my sister Tammy has a child because of vaccines. She gave her daughter MMR and the others, and she's a nurse. She now listens to you because of me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can this product also work for her daughter who has autism? My son also, who we're just making a comment on the vaccines and his having celiac possible disease, also has asthma, and he has the white toenail that literally signifies the lack of zinc and possibly calcium and magnesium. So I would love to have something for that.
Well, let me explain a little something about ProPax, the multi-mineral, multivitamin format of lipid replacement therapy. When you have nutrients like selenium or zinc or vitamins, and they are wrapped around what the cell membrane needs, such as these lipid replacement factors, their absorption and delivery into the cell for use and staying there as a functional entity is greatly increased. Remember, we opened this radio program with me saying The unique difference between Propex and just a vitamin is...
I'm going to have to interrupt you there. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita. At 866-830-4576, Envita.com. People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
From Washington, I was asking certainly whether a child with celiac disease and even some symptoms of autism might benefit from the use of the product. And Dr. Ellis Thorpe said she thought it would, at least it's well worthwhile trying. Nobody can guarantee, but basically your cells are constantly reforming. As your cells are not static, they're constantly being rebuilt, and you cannot rebuild them without the proper lipid supplements for the cell membranes and the mitochondria, the Golgi membranes. Now, then, of course, Dr. Ella Thorpe was talking about one of her patients, an older woman who had actually was going to have a child. And, of course, the child was delivered at 27 weeks, which, of course, at one time why we didn't even think the children, most children would not survive at that deliver that early, but today why children do survive. But Dr. Ellithorpe was pointing out that the mother was on the Propax all the time she was pregnant. Please go ahead with the story from there.
Well, the child was born at Chalk Hospital here in Southern California and placed in the neonatal intensive care unit. She weighed about 2 pounds, and of course they go through a long expected stay, a couple of months or more. This child went home in 4 weeks, doubled its weight in 4 weeks, the child actually had sucking mechanisms in the mouth, so that, you know, the brain formation was advanced, and the breathing and the cell membranes to the lung. And they warned the mother, even though the child did so remarkably well, that they let her go home at 4 pounds in a month. They told the mother to expect neurological slow development in the child, the little girl. Well, that girl is 7 years old now, and I see her, and she's doing marvelously well and never had any neurological setbacks from this. And I can only assume that that little baby had a superior cell membrane protection that from the nerves of the brain all the way down, you know, through its development to the 27th and a half week. And that is why she did so well. And indeed, all the babies that I've had, I've always put on their mothers on Propax. And I can't think of a single outcome that wasn't fantastic. As far as the Apgar scores go. So I don't have any financial interest in this. I just love, Dr. Monteith, there's a thing called psychic income. When your patient comes back thrilled about their joints moving better, their energy is better, their well-being is better, their thinking is better, or their child is better, that's income for a doctor, at least for me, and you don't have to get paid all these high dollars. Seeing healthy patients for me is worth it.
Is nothing more gratifying than when I was an orthopedic surgeon of operating on a patient and just having them have a wonderful result and return to a wonderful life. And fortunately, with orthopedics, why most of the patients did well. Not all of them, but the vast majority did.
Absolutely.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I'll have to admit that sometimes I do very much miss the practice of orthopedic surgery, but I think God had something else in mind for me. Anyway, Cindy, anything else you wanted to ask or say before we let you go?
Can I say one thing, Dr. Stan?
You sure
can. I wanted to say thank you for your program. Because of you, I was able to get your Adderall, and I found out I have Hashimoto's disease, and my daughter has hypothyroid. This very same child that was conceived at my age, I gave birth to at 42 years old. I'm now 47, and I can all... Oh, you're talking about a miracle baby at 27 weeks being born. That child that I was referring to is now 5 years old, and it was conceived without anything but God, and he is, other than these little issues that we're now dealing with, the asthma and the celiac disease, is because of the vaccine, not because of the... It's a miracle.
Yeah.
And I wanted to thank you and your program, and... Now I know of another product through your program, through ProPax, I can now get some help for myself and for him.
Well, I just hope it helps us. Sometime call and let us know what happens, okay?
I will, and I'll continue listening to your program so that I can continue and get this very this product. So please do let your listeners, as myself, know when I get off the phone how to get this.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, we wouldn't put Sydney Dr. Ellithorpe on it. Or actually encourage people to get the product if we hadn't checked it out and have had and talked to Dr. Garth Nicholson, who's one of the nation's leading scientists and certainly a good close personal friend. Anyway, God bless you, Cindy. Thank you so very much for calling.
And thank you for you and your wife for sending me the information that you did.
Well,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, Cindy, it's encouraging to know that people are out there learning and listening, and ladies and gentlemen, you cannot understand why certainly the medical profession is pushing vaccines, is pushing so many things that are harmful to people, like certainly the statin drugs. And you don't understand. Most doctors are wonderful people. They want to help. But you go to a medical meeting, they will never allow anyone to talk about the harm done by vaccines. And yet the statistical studies show that marked difference They said, oh, well, it would be immoral to run a double-blind study and give one group vaccines and the other not. We have to protect the children. It's all about the children. All you have to do is look and see what happens to the Mennonite and the Amish children that don't take the vaccines, and they do not get the incidence of autism or allergies or of asthma or of certainly so many other of the diseases that we see among the children who do take the vaccines. Well, and you have to understand there really are people out there who have an intense hatred of children. They want to make them infertile, and one reason why they're doing the vaccine all throughout the world in third world nations is not to help the children, but to make them infertile so that either their children or their children's children will not be able to reproduce. When you understand it's about population control, you can understand why Bill Gates said that the vaccine program will help, of course, reduce the population. He knows exactly what he's doing. Well, let's go to Jim, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Jim. How are we doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was just wondering about that. I have bladder cancer, and it's been there about 5 years, and it keeps going. They take it out, and it keeps coming back. And I was also, I had depression and low energy. I was wondering if that product would help that combination.
Well, certainly. Again, there are studies, actually, of ProPak used in a series of patients with cancer, many of which were ongoing with their chemotherapies. And during that period of time, they were found to have less of the side effects of their treatments, better enduring energy, better performance, not requiring interruption of therapies or as much interventional white blood support with Neupogen and injections to build that up. So we're very clear about the fact that it is a wonderful support adjunct to anyone's therapy undergoing cancer treatment, and I would definitely encourage you to use that because, again, your bladder has cells, and the cells have membranes, and a healthier membrane is better able to resist breakdown and invasion from, you know, viruses or metastatic movement. So, yes, sir, I would most definitely make this a part of your regimen.
Jim, you got nothing to lose by trying it. Let me explain to you. They say ProPax. What's the PAX? There's little packets, and basically the packets have about five different pills in them, and minerals and vitamins and all sorts of things. And these, and so when you get it, you get this great big box that's got all of these little packages, and you take a couple of packages a day, and so you're getting not simply one item, you're getting a whole flock of them. And so this is one advantage. This is why they call it ProPax, at least my interpretation, is that there, when you get it, you get a package of vitamins and minerals and lipid replacements and the half a dozen different things that they are specifically targeting with this product. Anything else, Jim?
No, I think I got the number for that, the company here.
Okay, fine. You can always look it up on my website and say that they are helping us, and I would not be advertising it if it hadn't come without the highest recommendations. And basically, the wonderful book we carry called Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients by our good friend Russell Blaylock. And, of course, Dr. Blaylock basically talks about if you're going to go through traditional therapy, you have to have the vitamins and minerals and the other things to supplement you. And if you take those and you suddenly take the chemotherapy and radiation, your hair is not going to fall out. You're not going to be as miserable as most people are who take the chemotherapy and radiation without supplements. Sydney, Dr. Ellithorpe, would you like to comment on that concept? Because I know you treat patients with cancer. You're not a cancer therapist, but many of your patients would go for traditional therapy. What about vitamin and mineral supplements when you are taking traditional therapy for cancer?
Yes, I am what you call an integrative physician, so that I work to build up the immune and the nutritional status of my patient alongside them working with their oncologist or other specialists. And indeed, I remind them that cell division of the cancerous metabolically active cells have a higher demand for chewing up nutrition and nutrients and sugars. And that's why I advise my patients to eat a low-carbohydrate, low-fruit-sugar diet when they're fighting cancer. And I tell them it's very important for them to use good supplementation as well as cell membrane repair. But another point I want to point out to them, because so often their oncologist will say, I don't want you on a multivitamin that has antioxidants in it or nutrients because I want to create oxidative stress with my chemotherapy or with my radiation. And that's true, but you also have to understand the cells divide from their S phase to G phase during certain times typically of a day. We've all who have gone through science know that this is somewhere in the wee hours of 2 in the morning to 4 o'clock in the morning when there is the largest cell mitochondrial splitting taking place, or mitosis, I mean, not mitochondrial. And so the optimal time for oncologists to do their chemotherapy would be to give these IVs between midnight and 4 a.m. But notice they don't open up their clinics between midnight and 4 a.m. And so I argue that the value of chemotherapy is given at an inoptimal time, and its usefulness is basically within a 24 to 36-hour period of time. And so any time beyond or before that is totally open game for me to do all my work, my antioxidant work, my cell repair, because I remind my patients that they have many more healthy cells than they do ill cells of the cancer, and I'm working for the good cells.
And Jim, has your doctor told you to get off sugar?
No, but I already know about that.
All right,
I try
fine.
To stay low on that.
Really, because sugar is terrible for your immune system. And right. The thing is that most doctors, when you go to medical school, you get 1 hour of nutrition or 2 hours of nutrition, and they just don't talk about this sort of thing. Avoid the iron. Iron is something that cancer cells love, and they love the sugar, so stay away from those things. And that's why you really need to read alternative material. And let me suggest Dr. Blaylock's excellent book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Talk about the necessity, the importance of vitamins and minerals and other things of that sort. Well, the Propax, of course, has the lipid repair factor as well. But remember, Dr. Blaylock was a neurosurgeon for many years. I knew him long before both of us retired and knew what he was practicing. And I was still practicing orthopedics, so we've been friends for the better part of 20 years. Do you know Dr. Blaylock at all, Rita?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much for all your contribution, both you and Dr. Blaylock. In fact, he has commented on Propax in the cancer studies in the review. And Dr. Jerome Block is the one who at UCLA published a study using the Propax on cancer patients. So I think both these gentlemen are very helpful and would endorse the same thing. And again, none of us have any financial commitment to these products. We're just excited about the science.
Okay, Jim, anything else you wanted to ask?
Would you take these vitamins in the middle of night so it would be more effective?
Well, the other argument you would make is at night you should be asleep because the body repairs at night, and these things give you energy. So, no, I would take them in the daytime, just like God set us up to eat in the daytime, but we go to sleep at night, and the body knows how to get those little micronutrients to their right location. So, no, I would use them in the day.
Okay, well, thank you a lot. I listen to you all the time, Dr. Stan, and I really appreciate you.
God bless you. Well, thanks. It's, you know, it's sort of lonely. I'm here in this studio all by myself. It's just nice to know that at least somebody out there is listening.
Yeah, okay. Bye-bye. Thanks God bless. A lot.
Oh, okay, fine. Well, of course, I guess it's Dr. Rita. Ella Thorpe, would you like to put in a plug for your practice in case we have people in Southern California who might be interested in coming to see you?
Oh, well, certainly. I am in Southern California. I'm south of Los Angeles, off the 5 freeway and where the 55 intersects in a city called Tustin, T-U-S-T-I-N. And our phone number is area code 714-544-1521. And our website is www.tlcmd.net, www.tlcmd.net, N-E-T.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, I guess it's been Dr. Rita Ella Thorpe, and she's been in general medical practice for many, many years in Southern California. And she's been using this product for 12 years or more. Certainly she has sold on it. She's published articles on it. She doesn't have any financial investment. She's just interested in helping people to get better. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Tammy calling from Washington. Hi, Tammy. How are you doing?
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Lots of vitamins and minerals And then, of course, getting rid of any mercury. If their child has any mercury fillings, you certainly want to get rid of them. But remember, of course, they get a lot of their mercury from the vaccines and the doctors who can chelate and get that out. We're out of time, though, Tammy. I'm sorry. We do have some excellent four-tape sets on autism you can get from Radio Liberty. We've got some excellent books on autism, but I think the important thing certainly is nutrition and getting rid of the toxins and certainly the lipid therapy. First, I thought of it, but certainly Dr. Ellithorpe really thinks it does help. We're going to have to let both of you go, though, because we're just out of time. Tammy, God bless. I hope that this will help you, and you might want to get that four-tape set on autism. Dr. Ellithorpe, thank you very much for being with us, and we'll look forward to having you on our afternoon program next week.
Thank you so much, Dr. Monteith, and I do appreciate your many years of helping people on all these fronts.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye.
All right, fine. Thank you so much. And because when I called Dr. Ellithorpe, but never talked to her before, she said, oh, I know you. I've been following your career for many years in the conservative movement. So that just made me feel very, very close to her to begin with, but never having talked to her before. Well, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry of Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. Yes, we do have a few advertisers, but we still depend primarily on donations because, of course, we have over 70 outlets every single week where at least people are hearing part of the truth. And if you are in a position to help us, we'd appreciate hearing from you. Remember, you can reach us by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You go there, you can listen to our internet programs, either live or archived 24 hours a day. If you have a telephone with unlimited minutes, you can listen 24 hours a day. And the numbers there on our lead page. If you have a KU band satellite, you can listen 9 hours a day. You can listen 3 hours a day on shortwave. Get people listening. We try to have something everybody will be interested in. But, of course, the underlying theme of our programs is we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there are powerful supernatural spiritual forces at work in our society today. Unless you understand that, you can't understand anything going on. You may want to get the DVD the 4-CD set on the Return of the Giants. And this gets into the background of the giants that we're seeing over in Israel in the late 1980s, early 1990s. You certainly may very well want to get my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my talks on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, our four-tape set on the secret knowledge. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. There really is a supernatural element to everything going on today, because God is real and God works in the affairs of men. And the older I become, the more convinced I am of that fact. And I'm also convinced that what we need in America is a great revival. We have a wonderful book. It's called The Secret of the Lord. It's a book by our friend Chuck Christmeyer, who shares the satellite with us. The Secret of the Lord. It's a very important book for you to get, to read, to understand what is really going on today. So The Secret of the Lord, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call. We ask you to pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty for our permission and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a song.
this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, and we actually would have had Melody Cedarstrom on from Discount Gold and Silver. It's certainly one of our good supporters, but Melody called just a couple of hours ago, said she was under the weather, hadn't slept last night. She just didn't think she could get through a late-night program because, of course, this is a midnight program back in Pennsylvania. And so here we had nothing to talk about, no one to talk to. And so I called my friend Bob Fletcher, who is one of the most fascinating people I know and who always has something interesting to say on a myriad of subjects. He's put together a number of DVDs, excellent DVDs. We recommend them. We carry them, and you can get them from him. You can get them from us, but you can get them from him. And certainly we appreciate so much his coming on, his willingness to be with us here this evening as we certainly are going to be. Well, what are we going to be talking about, Bob?
Well, I don't know. You know, we got a million things we could talk about.
Well, we can't talk about a million things. We can't handle talk about one thing, and then we can go from there.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've, of course, been, which I've talked about before briefly, been working on my book, and it's, I guess it's about ready now. I need to get a publisher or publish it myself or whatever and put it out. I've had so many of our friends have been yelling and screaming at me for so long to try and finish it. And so I've been working on that. And I have been working on it for so long that sometimes when I go back on materials that I have included in it, I surprise myself because I've forgotten about it. I say, oh, gosh, that's right. That took place, or I was involved with that, or this, and some of these things were, you know, are really, really amazing. And some of the things that, that I've been involved with investigating, and they've crossed my path, et cetera, so many times, is this mixed variety of weapons, weapons that, that have been used for a while. Some of them are brand new. Some of them are very exotic, you know, compared to the what we call the old-fashioned, just a gun or a bow and arrow, for crying out loud. We've come so far. And some of them that really bother me, and some of the points that have had crossed my path on a personal status was some of the chemical, biological. And we talked briefly a few weeks back a little bit about there's a wonderful book that's out, and I was not involved with it other than that I had been involved with the same similar investigations. And it related to a terrible thing that had happened a while back, and it had fallen to the wayside, and it involves secret weapons. And one of them, the problem I'm talking about here, was chemical and biological weapons that came back from the Iraqi invasion, and that they were actually had contaminated our own military products, our own weapons and materials that we had over there and were contaminated, and we brought them back to the United States.
I remember, because a book that was written by a fellow up there in Canada called Bringing the War Home, and I think it was on that very subject that you're talking about.
That's correct.
We're going to be back with Bob Fletcher in just a moment here at Radio Liberty, Bringing the War Home. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, in that book, and I had I had had a couple of people had come to me with material and supplied me with documentation and what have you on this. Back in like 89, around that period of time, 1990, 91, 92, in that time frame. And the problem was, first off, to start off with the basis, that was that the United States government had approved and sold to the Iraqi government for several years biological, chemical, weapon material. We had sold them and supplied huge amounts of the material that could be turned into or create a whole mixture of biological or chemical weapons. We had totally approved it. It was done by the President of the United States sending, and Vice President Bush, and sending the materials over there.
And what's really so amazing about this, there are all sorts of laws and treaties and agreements to avoid chemical and biological weapons. But our leaders, of course, look upon treaties like pie crust. It's something meant to be broken. And so we broke the laws. We violated the agreements we signed to people throughout the world. And we set the biological and weapon material that could be converted into this, into actual clinical weapons to Iraq to use in the war against Iran. And we killed over 1 million Iranians, most of which is young kids. Many of them were 14, 15, 16 year old, sent in, into battle by the Iranian government. And then, of course, it seems that we had no responsibility. I even talked to a Green Beret who was sent over there to work with Saddam Hussein to help him in the use of chemical weapons against the Iraqis. Now, that was totally illegal by all international standards, but who would you report it to? Go ahead.
Right, and that's always been my problem. I've discovered over the years so many different amazing criminal activities by such high-level persons, and that is the question. Where do you go with it? And I had connections and inroads at the highest levels of government, myself there for so many years on a continuing basis, and I literally have had the chief counsel to the House Foreign Affairs Committee make that exact statement to me.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is simply talking about the fact that the United States government has signed all sorts of agreements to outlaw chemical and biological weapons. But during the decade of the 1980s, why the United States sent chemical and biological agents to Iraq so that Saddam Hussein could develop chemical and biological weapons. He developed chemical weapons. He killed 100,000 Kurds with it. He killed, we don't know how many Iranians, probably maybe half a million, maybe a million of them. We don't know. But we sent him the material to build the chemical weapons that he used to kill the Iranians and to kill the Kurds. Now we criticize him for doing it, but we provide the weapons. We provided the experts. I even had the opportunity of actually talking to a Green Beret who was assigned to the Iraqi military to help them use chemical weapons to murder, and I say this, murder the Iranians, most of them were just kids, 12, 14, 16 years old. And I said, Bob was saying that at the same time, he recognized this after the fact, and as I did. And he had talked to people at the highest levels of government because Bob was involved in all sorts of investigations for various senators and congressmen and congressional committees for many years. And one of the chiefs of one of those committees, what did he tell you, Bob?
Well, he said exactly like you did a moment ago. I had supplied him with just documentation that would actually just put people in prison if they were put before a legitimate judiciary of any sort. And he said to me, his name was Spencer Oliver, and he sat in his office. He was in the offices of Congressman Dante Faisel from Miami, and we were talking. Actually, I think it was in reference at that time to the October surprise, but nonetheless, he said to me after we spent 30 minutes together discussing all of these criminal acts that we had the documentation on, and he said, what do you want me to do with it? Where do I possibly go with all of this? And, you know, and I, you know, I mean, I was just an investigator, you know, a guy that used to make toys, and I'd become an investigative researcher, and I looked at him kind of, I guess, with a blank look on my face, and I said, well, you know, if you don't have any place to go with it, then the nation is really, we're really in trouble, aren't we? And unfortunately, he simply shook his head yes and said, I have no place where I think that I can actually go with this material and actually do any good with it. I will be shut down at every turn.
Yeah, in fact, the trouble is, ladies and gentlemen, they really do kill people. They really do people who are an embarrassment and blow the whistle on things. I mean, they killed Bobby Kennedy, and you doubt that. We have a great four-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. They killed Martin Luther King. He wasn't killed by, James Earl Ray. James Earl Ray was a patsy who was set up. But they couldn't let American people know the truth. They killed John Kennedy. I've talked to people who told me that they were told by the CIA agents that the CIA had their teams there to finish the job if the snipers there at Dealey Plaza hadn't taken Kennedy down. It wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald at all. He was simply the patsy like Saran was, like James Earl Ray. They always have a cover story. But they kill people. They kill Congressman Hale Boggs. Certainly there's no question at all. We've talked of the Dick Magazines, whose dad was on the plane when Hale Boggs went down. The FBI knew exactly where the plane was. They were sending out frantic messages asking for help, and no help ever came. They wanted them to die. But go right ahead.
Well, and to get back, I mean, that just indicates the frustration with some of the good guys in government that have tried for so long to do something, stop the flagrant criminal activity that goes on at the highest levels, and that their hands are just tied. But to get back to the book and the idea that we were talking about of bringing the war home. So what had happened over a long period of time, through the 80s and up through the 90s, the government of the United States supplying, because there was multi-million dollars involved, supplying the actual, the biological starting, the germs that can be put into laboratory dishes and converted into usable weapons. Now, we're talking outrageous kinds of diseases, and by the way, those weapons that they claimed they never found when they went in, it was because they had been removed, probably to Syria, but they had been removed just before we got in an attempt to really get our hands on them in terms of the mass destruction weapons that they were talking about.
And now basically, of course, it's the invasion of Iraq. There are weapons that have been removed to Syria. And ladies and gentlemen, this is one reason why there is some concern about the civil war going on in Syria today, for fear that those biological and chemical weapons, which Assad has, could certainly be fall into the wrong hands and be used on Israel in the coming war. But everybody has analyzed this, know that Syria has the chemical and biological weapons. I personally know this to be true because I talked to the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations on one of my programs, and I simply asked him the question. He confirmed that Saddam had shipped those chemical and biological weapons that he had to Syria, and that's why there weren't any in Iraq. And as any, I have this confirmed from a number of sources, and of course Bob Fletcher is confirming that as well. So people all throughout the world know what's going on. They know where the chemical and biological weapons are today. It's Saddam's chemical and biological weapons. It's only the American people who don't know. But this is one reason why there is some real concern about those weapons falling into the wrong hands as we topple the government of Assad. Maybe a tyrannical government, but we're supporting tyrannical governments in communist China. We're supporting tyrannical governments in Russia. And if you don't think they rigged the last election over there, why, at least the Russian people know they rigged the elections over there. It's here in America. They don't understand they rigged the elections. So go ahead, Bob.
So the point was that here we were in a situation there where we supplied to Hussein this all of the necessities to go into the laboratories and to create these outrageous chemical and biological weapons. Now, what I'm talking about is, you know, things that, literally and including the plague, the raw materials to create the plague that could be splattered out with some kind of any kind of a delivery system at all, and to top it off, other more exotic things such as histoplasmosis.
And now, don't forget anthrax. That's another
And anthrax, all of those things that you hear about or you see in the little science fiction movies, etc. We supplied the raw material, the cultures, and in the biological beginnings, if you will, the embryonic experimental laboratory beginnings for all this stuff. So it was all over there and had been supplied by us. And we had a congressman named Rangel who had looked into it and investigated to try and zero in. And he had, which I now have, all of the shipping, the quantities, the shipping dates, what it was, what the biological weapons were, when they were shipped, how they were shipped, and all of that. And I do include that and in my book. And it's only, that's like a tiny little fragment of the book, of course. It's not a book about biological and fungal infections.
Well, that's Congressman Rangel, is it?
Yes. Now, not the fellow from New York.
No.
His name was Don, right? I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. His name was Don, and it's R-I-E-G-L-E.
Right, Regal. Basically, Regal. He was the one who headed the Congressional Committee, or the Senate Committee, isn't he?
Right, he was a senator from Michigan.
Incidentally, right. I tracked him down after those hearings. I tried to get on my program, and he said, I can't come on your program. But he told me, of course, where I could get some of the material in the report. It was very obvious he was afraid for his life coming on, because he had exposed the fact that certainly what the government was doing and how it was endangering the lives of our own men and had to do with the background of the Gulf War illness. He was the one who had held the Gulf War illness hearings.
That's correct.
He was afraid to come on my program. I talked to him personally, and he just said, I can't come on your program, but of course, here's where you can get the information. Go ahead.
Yes, and he had, what he had discovered, and like you said, held some hearings, and the hearings is what we're talking about in terms of being shut down. You just cannot, and I've been involved with so many I can't even remember off the top of my head any longer, but the hearings, you just cannot go anyplace with them at the Senate and congressional level. If they get good enough, close enough to where they're going to come out with something and really do some good, it absolutely is stopped either by just killing people or the more easy manner is to classify everything top secret, and then that's the end of it. They can't go forward with
it. What they did with Senator Regal was they ran somebody against him in the primary so he didn't get his party's nomination, and then, of course, he couldn't even run in the regular November election. So they'll get you one way or the other. And maybe it's just as well that he gets you that way.
Well,
rather than suddenly with a heart attack in the middle of the night. Go right ahead, Bob.
Okay, and could...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
'96 or '97.
Why, his son, who is a Marine, actually working with supplies coming back from overseas, was suddenly took seriously ill. He was dying. Doctors, military doctors, decided he had histoplasmosis, which of course is a biological warfare agent, and presumably he got this from the material he was handling that had come back from Iraq. It's one of the biological warfare agents we developed to use on the enemy, and sometimes they use it on our own people just to see how it works. But however he got it, he had to have one of his lungs removed. And, of course, certainly he's lucky to be alive, but, of course, you're incapacitated. You take out one of the lungs on a young, healthy individual, why, their life is shattered. How's your son doing, Bob?
Actually, extraordinarily well. Very, very good, and that's kind of like, a very pleasant surprise. So he ended up being okay. If it hadn't been caught, literally, I'm going to say the day or two that it was recognized, he would have died. I mean, he was bleeding so profusely from this disgusting infection. Now, because I knew about, I had already had gotten a copy of this information about the weapon, the disease being brought back to the United States, and to explain quickly how that was taking place, we apparently blew up some areas that were underground storage of raw materials of some of these biological chemical weapons.
They were underground bunkers where there were really just millions of tons of these chemical and biological weapons. And you would think that they would have known if you blow them up, our own men would get gassed. But they had to destroy them because the markings on the boxes show they'd come from the United States. This was a criminal act before any world criminal court. So General Schwarzkopf gave the order to blow them up, knowing full well they could contaminate our troops. And they lied then. They said none of our troops were exposed to nerve gas. Well, a few hundred, a few thousand. It ended up, I think, where they said about 50,000 of our troops were gassed by the gas that we actually dispersed when they blew up the bunkers there at Kamchatka. Go ahead.
So basically, what had happened when the blowing up took place of these bunkers and the certain X numbers of people were contaminated, but additionally what happened apparently, and this was not like just one location, it was a whole little handful of these apparently. And by the way, the chemical biological warning devices were going off on those soldiers, and everybody said, oh, those are the faulty indicators. So they just gathered them up and threw them in the trash. They told the soldiers, don't worry about it because they weren't properly regulated. They weren't working right. So the poor guys, actually, they were contaminated with this. But what happened was that this contamination of some of these chemical biological weapons had splattered on the equipment, including machinery, gas masks, clothing, blankets, tents, equipment, hard goods, weapons, military soldiers, sidearms, everything that was out there within some given circle around any of these were splattered, for lack of a better word, with this biological and chemical weapons material.
So many of our young men got what they call a Gulf War illness, which had multiple causes. Certainly part of it was depleted uranium, but certainly a part of it was the chemicals they put in their uniforms and the pyridostigmine that they forced them to take. But, of course, so many of them were contaminated by the biological and chemical warfares that came when we blew up the bunkers there at Kamchatka. And then they lied to the boys. They lied about it. They're still lying today. Many of them are permanently incapacitated. They can't get any disability. Veterans Administration and people have been told a lie, and when they wouldn't lie, they were fired. But this is how the system really works. We talk about our loyalty to our servicemen and our brave men going overseas to fight. But I think Henry Kissinger said it best. You'll find the article in the book by Woodward and Bernstein, The Final Days. Henry Kissinger said, the military is stupid, dumb animals. That's the way they're treated by our leaders. That's what Henry Kissinger and the other elitists feel about our military. They've sent them over to fight and bleed and suffer and die, and then be cast aside. Well, the quotation on stupid, dumb animals you'll find in Woodward and Bernstein's book, The Final Days. And if you have one with an index, certainly you'll find it under Haig. I forgot the page number, but certainly General Haig was there when Henry Kissinger was talking. How our military is stupid, dumb animals. That's the way they're treated. And, of course, they really want to destroy them. They do not want healthy young people there to defend America. They're destroying their lives. In many instances, they're doing it intensely. General Schwarzkopf has been, his family's been part of this for a long time, 50 years or 40 years earlier. Why? It was Colonel Schwarzkopf, General Schwarzkopf's father, who had been instrumental in toppling Mossadegh back in 1953. Go right ahead.
So as far as my son's story goes, which amazingly just ties into this thing so profusely, my son now didn't know anything about it, any of what we're talking about, the selling of this stuff and everything. So my son's been over there. He's working in the stores. Actually, he was in charge of the stores and in California. And I said, I asked him, I said, what do you do, what do you do there specifically? What, and he said, well, a big part of what we do is when the materials come back from the war front, believe it or not, they ship an awful lot of stuff back. They ship, you know, boxes and boxes besides jeeps and tanks and things of that sort, which they do gather up at the end of a conflict, and they obviously don't leave it unless they intended to. And this stuff comes back to the United States to be reissued if, in fact, it can be used. And I said, well, now, like, you know, gas mask, I said, you don't get that stuff back. And he said, oh, yeah, by the thousands, the hundreds of thousands. I said, well, what do you do with them? He said, well, we inspect them, check them out, and make sure they're good. They replace, put new filters in them. If they're okay, we just wash them down appropriately and repackage them and redistribute them to our soldiers. And he says, now, the stuff that's not quite good enough, of course, he says, we don't even bother with. We just package them up and those materials, and they are supplied to the military surplus retail stores across the country. So I do a little bit more snooping, and as a matter of fact, I directly cornered the commander that was in charge there, the medical chief, who was doing surgery on my son and all, and I asked
hold that,
him...
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bob Fletcher. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Bob found that certainly all of this equipment that we shipped back, and a great deal we shipped back from Iraq after the first Gulf War, and of course his son was in charge of taking care of it. They cleaned it up. They were good. Why, gas masks, other things, they simply then were returned and used over again. If they weren't, if they were damaged at all, why, they simply just packaged them and sold them to surplus stores, Army, Navy surplus stores across America. Well, Bob then tracked down the surgeon who had operated on his son, the senior medical officer, and what happened, Bob?
Well, and I asked him if he was aware of any of this at all, if he knew that this stuff was, that there was a possibility of the contamination. You know, because they were scratching their heads with this histoplasmosis, they couldn't figure out how in the world he could have gotten it. He wasn't over there and wasn't chasing bats down in caves. So, it's like, you know, that's it. You can't get it any other way. So, and of course he was, gee, I don't remember what he was, but very, very high level in the military, a general, I believe. And he said, no, he didn't know anything about that. And so while I was sitting right there in his office, I said, hold on just a moment. If you've got a minute, do me a favor. And I used his telephone, and I called Rockefeller's offices in Washington, D.C., while this general stood next to me. And I asked them, this was right after the report had been put together by Rockefeller, under Rockefeller's oversight anyhow, and it was that 50-year analysis of experimentation on the troops that we talked about also a couple of weeks ago.
Senator Jay Rockefeller, actually, we carry that. It came out of the Veterans Administration. We called it the Rockefeller Committee Report, a very important report, totally suppressed by the controlled media. In fact, I talked to the woman who put it together, asked her to come on my program. She put this program together, this report, for the Veterans Administration. She was, quite frankly, afraid to come on to my radio program, but we do carry the report.
Yes.
It's called we call it the Rockefeller Committee Report, but go ahead, Bob.
That's correct. And right there with the general standing next to me, I said, I just called right into him, and I said, can I get a copy of this sent immediately over directly to this military officer here at the hospital? And they, of course, they said yes. I handed him the telephone, and I said, give him your address. And now whatever took place with it, probably nothing. But nonetheless, I was able to certainly shock the britches off of this one medical officer in the United States Marines.
Well, I think people have to understand what was in the report, because it talked about all the experimentation that had been done on our servicemen, some of them with their knowledge, most of them without their knowledge, how they'd even used experiments on the public and contaminated them and killed them, and, of course, how this information had been systematically suppressed for so many years. We're talking about going back 50 years.
That's to 47 and 49. Right. That's right.
And so basically the report is available. It was released in 1994. And it talks about how without the knowledge of our servicemen, they were experimenting on them, and some of them they were killing. But then, after all, they're simply stupid, dumb animals to be used for foreign policy purposes, according to that great humanitarian and American patriot, Henry Kissinger. Go ahead.
So as far as my son was concerned, of course, good. Fortunately, he's doing fine. You know, knock on wood, a stronger physical person than most of us, and pulled through this. But additionally, I you know, started inquiring a little more directly relative to all of this with him after he got out and from the hospital and all. And I asked him, I said, are there any of your other guys been sick besides yourself? And he said, well, do you remember the Marine that was my neighbor that worked with me in the stores that had his wife was pregnant a few months back? And I said, yes, certainly I did remember this guy, again, as healthy as my son was. And he said, their baby was born totally deformed, missing two limbs. And I said, you know, I just couldn't believe it. So the bottom line was, again, doing more inquiry, these diseases, which included people getting lung diseases and headaches and hemorrhaging and crippling, the children of the people that had been infected with these things, many of them, a huge percentage, were having infants, again, born with horrible defects, and never even connected it, the fact that the father was over there and had been infected by some of the diseases that were in the floating around in the air over the deserts over there. And when they ended up procreating, their children were being born blind, deaf, mute, and without limbs. And that includes not just Americans, not even talking just Americans, but the British and the others that were assisting in the military actions. There was many of them all over Great Britain with the exact same problems. So it is extremely kind of a thing that's very, very upsetting when you see these young, extraordinarily healthy guys having their lives destroyed with some unknown biological infection. And then, of course, you have these there's several diseases. Now, what happens with these also, they did from a military point of view, they mixed chemicals and biologicals together so that what would happen when the weapon would be exploded and sprayed or splattered out wherever and contaminate people, they had included a chemical that specifically would deteriorate, and actually it was a cyanide compound that would deteriorate the gaskets around and the seals on the gas masks, so that it would serve that the gas masks, even if they were specifically designed to filter out such things as histoplasmosis or other biological botulism or anthrax, they would be eaten away by the chemicals that was the acidity of certain chemicals they mixed with it, and it would cause the gas masks to be no good. So that even if the guys had it and they got their mask on and they were wearing their special environmental outfits to protect them, they would have already been infected anyhow, because the seals were all deteriorated on the clothing. It's just That's how serious, and that is, those are the weapons that they theoretically came back and said, ha ha, you were wrong, and you sent us over to get all this stuff, and there wasn't any. These are what they were looking for. And like you said, the reason they never came forward and said, you were right, we got them, here's some boxes, here's some of them, is because they would be stamped right on there, Lawrence Livermore Laboratories, United States of America. And that, because that was one of the biggest suppliers from the United States government into the hands of the Iraqi Hussein's government. So they were, in fact, there. I guess that's my point. And as terrible as you could imagine. And there's another point that I have to make. You know, an awful lot of folks for several years had bought, good, I'm going to call them the Patriots, but out there buying blankets and gas masks and things of that sort, tents from the surplus stores across the country, you have to be concerned with whether they were contaminated or not. And if you were during a period of time of 96 through 95, 98, around in that period of time, right immediately after 91, 92, that time, if you bought stuff there, you need to be concerned with whether it's contaminated or not. Because it'll also just lay there. That's another part of the biological chemical configuration that they mixed up, and that was the longevity. Some of this stuff can stay even on, of course, if it's inside of a blanket and folded up and put in a poly bag or something like that, it will remain alive for years and years. Normally, it would die off, but they specifically had laced it with materials that would keep it living for a long period of time.
Well, it's criminal activity, but of course, who would you report it to? They know all the things that Bob is talking about. We have some of the reports, government reports, but totally suppressed. In fact, that report, we called it the Rockefeller Committee report. I personally called the U.S. printing office and to order some copies of it. And I said, how many copies did you print? He said, about 35. I said, 35 copies? He said, we printed them, of course, for the senators on the committee, but of course, 35 generally for distribution. I said, we're a nation of, 300 million people, and you count, printed 35 copies of this report? Oh, he said, they're so expensive to print. Well, I bought 25 of the 35 copies, and so we still have some of the originals, but we printed up here for a nominal amount of money, and we distributed one of the few sources of that report. We called it the Rockefeller Committee Report, telling how they not only experimented on our servicemen, but on the American people, and they lied and lied and lied about it. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, there was... I was living originally down there in Florida when I started all of them, and the Georgia area, when I started so much of my serious investigations back, quite a while back now. And, there was a, had you ever interviewed a fellow named Peter Kawaja?
Is familiar, but I don't.
Peter had a company. Had a security company called International Security Group, and they had been hired by a chemical biological company in Boca Raton, Florida, around 1990. And he was requested to install a cyanide sensing system in the plant, so he started to investigate, because it was not a company that was supposedly making cyanide, but apparently they were. And so he started doing some snooping and looking around, see what was going on. And when he started what he decided to do, again, this was on his own, and he did have a security organization, they set up phone taps and videotaping devices. around the entrances and was trying to keep track of what was going on. And to his amazement, this little company was getting calls periodically from Vice President George Bush and from other people at that level of our government. And he couldn't figure out what was actually going on. And then finally, he discovered that there were 8 years that this company was actually shipping under combinations of secret end user certificates and what have you. They were shipping and manufacturing cyanide, which was going overseas to some of these same people in Iraq at that time. And, of course, what he did when, which was, is the story, everybody's story as you get into these things, as soon as, when he reported what he had discovered to the authorities, he started getting death threats. And in a short time later, his wife died in some mysterious manner. He just turned up dead of quote-unquote natural causes, again, actually something that had taken him out or her out. And his home actually was burned down, and there was a whole combination of strange events in his life after he tried to report, again, the vice president and other people being involved with what was obviously major criminal activities. This little company that I'm talking about, the little chemical biological company out of Boca Raton, Florida, was interfaced and related, by the way, back also to some of their banking was being done by the Kissinger and Associates. So here's our old friend Henry Kissinger involved with the Atlanta Bank and some of the investigations, again, with the BCCI back at that period of time when they had so many difficulties with that international banking facility. They were carrying out what they called gray books, which is the bookkeeping that's done when people subcontract to the Central Intelligence Agency. They have legitimate books on the left hand, and then they have books that they refer to as the gray bookkeeping, and that's the financial deals on the behalf of intelligence operations. And this was all interfaced there, again, with other separate interesting stories about people, for example, in that bank that tried to come forward and also assist in investigations and ended up being put in prison for one reason or another. What they actually did with one fellow's situation, I won't go into details, but the guy came forward. He was in the bank. He was a banker inside the BCCI and one of the subsidiaries, and he was in charge of some of the gray bookkeeping, and when he blew the whistle on it, they came back and charged him with bank fraud and said that some of the $22 million that had vanished or something like that, that he was probably involved with the vanishing of it. This poor guy goes off. He's sent off to prison for like 25 years, probably more than likely, according to what I've seen, did nothing at all other than try to expose other criminal acts. He's in prison while he started to develop with his lawyer in prison and develop a case against the bad guys. They came in and took everything that he had, all of his papers from inside his jail cell, and that was the end of that. He no longer had a leg to stand on.
Did he own a bank? Where did he work?
No. He was literally a an underling, but he was a second, third in command. Actually, a bank manager.
He a bank manager over in Hawaii someplace?
No. It was in and around the Atlanta area. Christopher Drogul.
Okay.
Was his name?
All right, fine. Well, Peter Kalaz is what I'm thinking about. The name is so familiar, but we'll be back in a moment. Go right ahead, Bob.
No, Peter Kawaja was, in fact, the guy in...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freeze-dryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freeze-dryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freeze-dryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Architects and engineers.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of...
That's Box 216, Bayview, Idaho. Go ahead.
83803. Drop me a note if you would like. We'll send you a catalog. Or if you want to drop me a note and express your personal feelings about anything, do so. Or you can go on the line on your computer at Bob Fletcher investigations.com, and that will connect you directly to our website, and you can see we do have 6 or 7 entire investigative DVDs available at this time, and they are rather good. We pride ourselves on trying to supply a lot of real good documented information and try to avoid what I call just the talking head kind of a thing. We include videos and photographs and documentation on everything that we're investigating.
And Bob has done a wonderful job, and you'll not find better DVDs than the one he's put together. We're going to have to let you go, Bob. Thanks so very much. And once again, what is the one that gets into these unusual weapons?
The title of that actually is Weapons of Mass Control.
Weapons of Mass Control. Let me recommend it to you and go to Bob's website and order that. Weapons of Mass Control. God bless. Thanks so much for coming with us in short order.
Thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye. Of course, I'm with Bob Fletcher. He always has fascinating information. And certainly we've known a lot of the same people through the years. I've never met Bob, but we've talked to him dozens of times on our program. He's a reliable man who's risked his life to get the information out. So, Sydney, if you get the material from him, it will help him. But this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family or to help us, we'd certainly love to hear from you. We've got to maintain our we've got almost 70 stations now out across America where our programs are heard at least sometime every week. Some programs are heard every day. You can certainly hear us on shortwave 3 hours a day, on the internet 24 hours a day, by telephone 24 hours a day. Go to our website at radioliberty.com because so many people do have computers today, and certainly encourage others to listen. They're going to get information they will not get elsewhere. Of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because that will give you a foundation. You need to get our tape or TV, I've forgotten which it is, called The Secret Knowledge. The Secret Knowledge, but you can call our 800 number, 800-544-8927 to learn about that. We do have, of course, an excellent DVD called The Dark Secret, another one called The Forbidden Secret, and there's actually syllabuses with both of them. I will be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference June 2nd and 3rd up in Santa Clara in California. I'll be speaking on Agenda 21. I hope you can come. Always an interesting program, and that's the Conspiracy Conference, the weekend of June 2nd and 3rd. And then, of course, we have two great new DVDs. One is called Geopolitics by Rosalind Peterson, going into the background of chemtrails, contrails, certainly geological engineering, geoengineering, changing of our climate by which they're poisoning our water and our air and our food and our children and the animals and the trees. And that's why the forests are dying. Geoengineering, you need to get it. Then there's the other interview I did with Norman Dodd, and he will tell you how they've been planning to create a series of wars to bring about world peace. World peace through world wars. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's called The Dangerous Deception. The Dangerous Deception. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 13 March, Tuesday, 2012. You're in the right place. You're here with friends today, so you can relax. You know, we're all about the truth. I know you are, and I know we are. It's all about the truth. And it's hard to find sometimes, and it's painful to look at. But we look at what is, and we believe in what can be, one person at a time, one moment at a time, and one day at a time. I thank you very much for joining us, sharing your time with us. You could be anywhere. You could be doing anything.